Certainly have a lot to thank the Lord for, don't we? Does anyone have anything on your heart this morning? Anyone have a testimony or anything? God been good to anybody.
Amen.
We could stay here for hours and thank Him for the good things, Kevin. Have your Bibles this morning. You want to turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I want to read one verse there. We've got to be several different places, but I want to read one verse, verse 18. Of course, it's one that we're all familiar with. And First Thessalonians 5:18. Can you find your place, if you would, stand with me. Let me, I won't start back at 16. These kind of go together. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let's go ahead and do 19. And quench not the Spirit. I'm afraid sometimes we quench the Spirit when we don't thank Him. And we hold back, and when the Lord has really blessed us and the Spirit says, well, just get up and give a testimony. That's why I want to always give an opportunity. I want you to feel free to stand up and say, God's done this for me. God's helped me through this trial. He's helped me through this trouble. Because you never know, the person on the other side of the church may need to hear what you got to say. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for this day. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for all your goodness. And Lord, that we're just so thankful today to be able to come. And Father, as we going into the Thanksgiving season, and help us to have an attitude of gratitude. Help us, Lord, to be thankful for everything. And everything, give thanks, because we see it's your will. Lord, we just thank you for Jesus Christ, our author and finisher of our faith, the one that has made salvation possible. And without him, there is no hope. And Lord, we're so thankful for the hope that is in Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that you'd anoint this time, anoint the old preacher boy, forgive me of my sins. Lord, that you'd cleanse me, make me usable. Lord, use this time to glorify yourself. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. You may be seated. There was... Yes. Anyone else had a whipping yet? Amen. Is kind of the illustration I want to start with is it was a Scottish minister named Alexander White, and he was known for his uplifting prayers out of the pulpit, and he always found something to be grateful for. And one Sunday morning, the weather was so bad that one church member thought to himself that certainly the preacher won't think of anything which he can thank the Lord for a horrible day like today. And to his surprise, when the preacher got up and he began to pray, he said, "We thank thee, O God, that the weather is not always like this." Amen. You know, and we can thank him that when the bad storms and the bad things, that sun's going to come up. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy is going to come in the morning. Thankful, and he was thankful that there's going to be an end to it. I'm thankful these troubles and trials and turmoils, there's going to be an end to them one day. They can't go into glory with you. You're going to leave them here. Amen. Isn't that good? Amen. Praise the Lord. But I was looking at this passage and thinking, and I thought, the Bible says here, in everything, give thanks. Now, that's hard to do, and the question may come up, well, why? Why do we need to give thanks for everything? Well, first of all, if we see in this verse, it's God's will. God's will, if we want to be in His will, it's His will that we give thanks for everything. And also in Ephesians 5:20, the Bible says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not only it's His will, it's a command. We're commanded to give thanks. We're commanded to be thankful. And then Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. And also, no matter how bad the situation is, there's some good that can come out of it. And you might say, you don't know what you're talking about. I do. I've had my fair share of bumps and knots and bruises and scrapes. And every time I look back, there's been something that's been positive that's come out of it. And I could be thankful for something out of all of those situations. And I hadn't thought about this, I don't know. The Holy Spirit just brought it to my mind. My brother's not in church right now, but Rhonda and I went through one of the hardest times. We were so excited that we was going to have a little baby, and then we went back and heartbeat was gone, and she had to have a DNC, and we didn't get to go to church that Sunday morning. But that Sunday morning, my brother made his way to the altar, called upon the Lord. Say, that's a horrible, horrible situation, but God used it for good. God touched and drawed and used it for a positive. So, what was Christ thankful for? And I want to look at him this morning and his examples and look at some of the things that he was thankful for. The first thing that I want to look at is in Matthew chapter 15, starting at verse 34. The Bible says, and Jesus said unto them, how many loaves have ye? And they said, seven and a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground, and he took the seven loaves and the fishes and gave thanks and brake them and gave the disciples and the disciples to the multitudes. And they all did eat and were filled, and they took up the broken meat that was left, seven baskets full, and they that did eat were 4,000 men besides women and children. And as I looked and I thought of this passage, in this passage here, that thankful for God's provisions. Are we thankful for His provisions? I'm afraid sometimes we get so busy and so carried away, we forget to thank Him for what He's given us. Do you realize that anything that is good and anything that is a blessing that has come from Him? Everything. That's why in everything give thanks. Everything comes from God. All good gifts come from above, the Father of lights, whom there is no variableness. So I was looked at this here, and the number seven, just of course we know, means completion and perfection. He said there was seven loaves. He said that's enough. That's plenty. That'll get the job done. And then he goes on and he thinks, and these are some thoughts that came to my mind and as I looked upon this passage, and that he could have been saying, thank you that there's enough. Thank you, there's enough to eat. I'm going to tell you, there's been a lot of families grown up and down these hollers and down on the river where I was lived where a little old gray-headed lady had about two scoops of flour and a little bit of milk and fed a whole multitude of children with him. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, those ladies knowed how to mix it in and get it to go a long way. They knowed what to put in with some hamburger meat that make it go further. A half a box of syrup make a pound of meat hamburger meat make a big meatloaf. Amen. He said, thank God, there's enough. There's 4,000 people. We got seven loaves, just a few fish, but it was enough. Boy, I'm thankful we grew up. We didn't have much when I grew up, but I never went to bed hungry. It was always enough. God always provided, and I thank him for it. He's also could have been saying, there's enough. Thank you that for the loaves and the fishes. Thank you for your provisions. Thank you for what you've given me. Thank you for the strength that I've got to get up and go to work and make a living. Thank you for the strength that I've got to come home and mow my yard. Thank you for the yard that you've given me. Thank you for the flat tire that I've got because I had to have a car to have a flat tire. Amen. If you don't have a car, you'll never have a flat. I think a flat's all right, don't you, every now and then. Praise the Lord of his provisions and what he has given us and what he's done for us. Thank you. I believe he might have been saying thank you for the generosity of others. Somebody provided the fish and the loaves. As we see the count of the 5,000, it was a little boy's lunch. Thank you for somebody sharing with him. Thank you for the people that shares in her lives. Aren't you thankful for the folks that give to the work of the Lord? Do you appreciate this church? Boy, with the weather like it is outside, we've got a wonderful place to worship. Somebody worked, somebody paid, somebody give in, somebody put their hands to the plow, somebody paid some hard work went into this place. Well, glory, hallelujah, we ought to thank the Lord for it. We got a good place to worship today. God has provided. Somebody took their means and God used it to provide. Praise the Lord. Thank you for the one servant. I think he might have said, thank you for these disciples that has forsook all and has come with me and is now working with me and now has set the people out in 50s and now has taken the food to them. Aren't you thankful for that? Aren't you thankful for the emergency workers? Aren't you thankful for our police officers? What about our military? What about our folks, all of our police officers, all of these, our church folks, the people that has said, put their cares aside and has been to serve people? Praise the Lord. I thank God for those folks, don't you? And he also, I believe he could have been saying, Lord, I just thank you that there's so many here. It's a good crowd here. Thank you that for the ones that's here. Thank you for the provisions. And Lord, I pray that you provide everything they need. As we gather here today, I thank God for every one of you that's here. I thank the Lord for what he's done. And I pray that you'll be fed and it'll be enough. I pray you'll take out what you need today. And when you leave, that you'll be full spiritually. See Proverbs 14:4. And I've quoted this verse a couple times this morning already. And this verse, first time I ever read it, it just jumped out and it is branded into my mind. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean. But much increase is by the strength of the ox. I go back to the car and the battery, or the flat. If you don't have a car, you'll never have a flat. You'll never run out of gas. You never have to have oil changed. You all these expenses and all these things, you never have that. Well, boy, it's good to get in there, ain't it? It's good, and you got somewhere to go to get in and turn that ignition, and it fires up, and you go. You can turn the air up, you can turn the heat up, turn the radio up. Heated seats, you turn the heated seats on, amen. And cool ones. You know something I'm thankful for is dual controls. Because when run the controls, it you sweat. Or you freeze, I'm sorry. I sweat when I control it. He goes on to say, I believe he was thankful for the leftovers. Now, some folks don't eat leftovers. We do. You imagine all the baskets full of leftovers. God don't waste anything. He said, be sure you get them up. Be sure you don't waste. Be sure you take care of what I have provided for you. That's why I pray. If you notice that I pray in the offerings, I'll say, Lord, give us wisdom that we'll handle your money the way we ought to. I want to be a good steward, and I want to thank him for the leftovers. The preacher asked a little girl one time if her family prayed before they eat. And she said, no, we don't have to. My mama's a good cook. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 4 and 5, the Bible says, for every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. See, our food's consecrated or made sacred when we pray over it. Rhonda said just yesterday, a woman she used to work with, she said, I don't care to eat anything because I pray over it. I know God's going to take care of me. Praise the Lord. See, here in this verse, and then I just happened to find this verse. This 5 minutes after she told me that, and I was studying, and I felt run across this verse, and God consecrates, makes it sacred. When we put it up before God and we say, Lord, we thank you for the food that you have provided. I ask you to use it to nourish my body and give me the wisdom I need. Praise the Lord. A little boy was praying softly, and his mother said, pray louder, I can't hear you. He said, but I'm not talking to you, Mama. You know, sometimes we get caught up in words, we get caught up in things, we get caught up in what's said. In Psalm 7:17 says, I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness. And we'll sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. See, the reason that we give thanks to the Lord and that we give thanksgiving is because of who God is. He's God. He's in control. He could cut our ear off in a second. He could take everything away from us in a second. We pray to the God of the universe that he is God. That's the reason that we need to thank him. The second thing that I want us to look at was thankful for God's institutions. This is Jesus in Matthew chapter 26, verse 27, as the Lord's Supper. And he took the cup and gave thanks, gave it to them saying, drink ye all of it. I believe he was thankful for God's institutions. I'm thankful for the things God's instituted. I'm thankful for his ordinances, aren't you? I thank the Lord for the communion. I enjoy communion so much when we as a church take it together and take communion. I thank God for the institution and the ordinance of baptism. We have passed from death unto life, and it's an example we preach to the world. I thank him for the fellowship. This church has got a great, great fellowship and love each other. That comes from the Lord. Do you thank him for it? Do you ever thank him? Lord, thank you for the church that I go to. I'm going to tell you something. Not every church you go into has what you all got. That's something to be thankful for. Love and unity and togetherness. Wow. I thank the Lord for the foot washing. It got real quiet then. Our next communion service will be our foot washing service also. What a blessing it is to wash your brother's feet. Let me tell you something. If you got somebody in the church that you kind of miffed at, I can tell you exactly how to fix that. Wash your feet. You won't get up with that hard feeling, I'll guarantee it. You get up with a tear in your eye. Praise the Lord. I thank God for his ordinances and everything that he's provided for us. I thank him for the ordination of the family. God ordained the family. I said, take your wife, cleave unto your wife, leave your father and mother. Ordain the family. Praise the Lord. I'm glad something else he ordained. He ordained the church. Aren't you glad of that? Ordained the bride of Christ. He laid down his life for us that we can go to heaven with him one day. Wow. I thank him for his holy word. I thank him for godly ministers. Has they been a preacher in your life? You remember back when he'd point that finger out and it was 2 mile long, hit you right between the eyes? I remember Preacher Cutshaw, that finger had to be. He hit me right between the eyes with it. Thank God for men that would stand up in the pulpits and preach the word of God. Wouldn't temper it down and water it down. If what it said's what it said, that's what they told you. Praise the Lord. No matter how bad it was, no matter how bad it made you feel, they stood on the word of God. I tell you, if you got some of these guys in your past, you ought to thank the Lord for them. I thank God for the pilgrims found in this great country that we enjoy. In Psalm 136, and two, the Bible says, he is the God of gods. Oh, give thanks unto God of the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. I'm thankful this morning. There's a lot of little gods, little g's. But I know the big G, it's God over all the little g's. Praise the Lord. Give thanks unto him. He's God of God, the Lord of lords, and the King of kings. He is omnipotent. The ruler over everything. He is God. Praise the Lord. Are you thankful for Sunday school teachers? There was a Sunday school teacher asked her class what they were thankful for. A little boy said, I'm thankful for my glasses. Said, the boys don't fight me and the girls don't kiss me. Amen. There's a lot of things that we could be thankful for. I thank God for his institutions. I also thank him for his revelation. In Luke 10:21. Didn't write that one down, but it's the return. Let me go ahead and turn there. Luke 10:21. In that hour, this is the return of the 70 that Jesus sent out. And in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit. You remember, they came back and they said, even the demons were subject to us in your name. He said, don't rejoice because the demons were subject to you, but rejoice because your name's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Well, I tell you this morning, well, to rejoice because her name's written down, because we're saved and on our way to heaven. I tell you, this place ought to have erupted, and I ought not have been able to preach this morning because of the thankfulness and the goodness of being saved. Guess what? You don't have to go to hell today. Amen. Praise be the name of the Lord. But he said, in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent and has revealed unto them, unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemeth good in thy sight. I think he was thanking God for his revelation. Revelation unto the babes. And you might say, what are you getting at? You know, I'm thankful. I'm an unlearned, uneducated, old redneck boy, jerked up right off of the river. But God has revealed in his word to me his blessings, his goodness, his mercy, his grace, and how that he sent his son from above to come down to earth to live a perfect life and lay down his life on the cross and to die. And the third day he arose from the dead. He ascended back into glory. And one day he's coming back to get me. And I understand it, Brother Harold. Glory, hallelujah. That's something to thank the Lord for, that I can understand the scripture, that God has revealed it to somebody as dumb as I am, that I know, that I know, that I know, that I've been born again, I'm saved and on my way to heaven, and I don't have to go to somebody else to take care of me. I can go right straight to the throne of God by myself. Woo! Praise the Lord. I tell you, I'm so thankful for that this morning. I thank God for his revelation, that he is his word and the Holy Spirit that moves. I thank him for conviction. When I was under it, I wasn't so thankful. When my heart's a-pounding and a big knot up here in my throat and the sweat running off my palm, and I just wish they'd hurry and get through this song so I could get out of here. But I thank God for it. You know what he's doing? He was saying, Tim, I love you. I love you too much to let you go to hell. Won't you come and turn your life over? Praise the Lord for conviction. I thank him for salvation. I understand what it is. I've trusted Jesus with my sins. I can't handle them. They're too big for me. I go to hell with them. I turned them over one day to him. I said, Lord, won't you take them? You'll do a lot better with them than I will. Then there's that Christianese word out there at justification. Oh, I thank God for that word. Just as if I'd never sinned. When God looks upon me, he sees me righteous and holy as Jesus is. Well, I'm just an old redneck boy. That ain't the way he sees me. Glory, hallelujah. Then I like the word sanctification. I'm giving you all these Christianese words. Sanctification, I've been set apart. God set me out of the life of darkness and sin into the life of eternal life. And then that is the initial sanctification. And then there's a progressive sanctification. As I grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm not what I used to be. Then I'm going to get to that other good word, glorification. I'm glad I'm not what I used to be. I'm sure glad I'm not what I'm going to be. Woo, glory, hallelujah. I'm glad I got something to look forward to. John said that when we see him, we don't know what he's going to be like, but we're going to be like him. Praise the name of the Lord. Then the fourth one I'm going to get through is, I'm getting done early today. I'm not done yet, am I? I think Jesus was saying he was thankful for the resurrection. in John 11:41. The Bible says, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. You know, and last night I've looked at, there's no telling how many times I have referred to this passage, this verse, preached on it, taught on it, so many things. But until last night, this never really jumped off the page at me. That it says, and Jesus lifted up his eyes. Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful for the day that I lifted my eyes to Jesus. I lifted my eyes to God and I recognized him as the provider of all things, as the provider of salvation, as the provider of everything that's good and wholesome. I'm so thankful the day I looked up. Aren't you? I mean, when you bow down before him, you got to look up to him. And I bowed before him and I looked up to him and I said, Lord, come into my heart and make me a new creature. Forgive me of my sins and I give them to you and I want your spirit to move into me and make me a different person and take me the rest of the days of my life and use me. Glory, hallelujah. And lo and behold, he made a preacher out of me. And I'm going to share something kind of special. I hadn't even told Rhonda this. Friday, I guess it was. Thursday or Friday, I came up here Friday. And I came and turned around in the parking lot. And I was pulling back down by the door so I could just get out and come to the door. Turned around the parking lot. And I glanced at the church sign. And it said, Pastor. Tim Broyles. Man, I've been pastor for 8 years, but it never had hit me like it did. And when I seen that, I said, you've got to be kidding me. Are you serious? I'm the pastor of that church? Wow. God humbled me. Showed me the responsibility I had. Man, I couldn't believe it. You might say, preacher, you're crazy. I guess I am. But I had the realization what God could do to an old boy that left him out of his life for a long time. Got into things that he ought not have been in. He put Reverend in front of his name. Glory. Only God could do that. Praise the Lord. Ain't that right, Brother Steve? Steve knowed me. He still says the same thing. He walks by that sign. You got to be kidding me. See, I'm so thankful for the day I lifted my eyes to the Lord. And he heard me and resurrected me. I was dead in my trespasses and sins. And he brought me up out of that miry grave, out of that deep, horrible pit, set my feet on the solid rock. He established my goings. He gave me a testimony, put a song in my heart. Ain't that says that just right after that? Put a song in my heart. Praise the Lord. I can't sing, but it's in my heart. See, I'm thankful for the day that Lazarus was resurrected from the grave. I'm thankful for the day that I was resurrected into the newness of life. But boy, I'll tell you, the day I'm glad of is the day Jesus was resurrected. Without the resurrection, we would have no hope. All of our beliefs would be in vain if we could go pinpoint where he was in a grave. He conquered everything for us. Are you thankful for that today? The great preacher Harry Ironside was about to begin his meal one time, and he sat down, a guy come up and said, "Can I join you?" And Harry said, "Well, sure." And invited him, and it was his custom to bow his head and pray, and he did like he always did. Brother Ironside bowed his head and prayed. When he got done, the guy that was sitting with him said, "Oh, you're one of those." He said, I work. He said, "Yes, I always ask the blessing over my food and give thanks to it." And the guy said, "Well, I work by earn my bread by the sweat of my brow, and I earn everything I have." And said, "I don't thank nobody for it. I just dive in when it comes." He said, "Yeah, that's kind of like the same thing my dog does." Kind of like a preacher cuts out, used to talk. Kind of like a hog eating acorns. Never look up to see where they come from. I'm afraid sometimes we get carried away and we never look up to see where the blessings come from. That verse where he said, "And he looked up. I looked up and he looked down. Praise the Lord." Ain't you glad for that? Have you looked up? Have you turned everything to him? Have you entrusted everything to him? And I say, "Preacher, I've prayed." I'm not talking about that. "Preacher, I've joined the church." I'm not talking about that. "Preacher, I give tithes." I don't care about that. I'm talking, has it been to a point you say, "God, I've handled this a long time. I want you to handle it. I want my life to be in your will. When you take me and use me, I want to dedicate my life to you." That's different, a whole different world than signing your name to join the church. That's a whole different deal. See, I'm afraid we're scared to do that sometimes. God might call me to preach. If he does, he'll provide for you. He'll provide, won't he, Brother Harold? One of the things that I struggled with, well, when I was first called to preach, I said, well, it was like was vexed. Well, I'm called to preach, can't get away from it. But I'm going to tell you, I didn't have a clue the blessings that came with it. The first time that I preached and God's anointing hit me like a water, a flood, I said right then, I went away and I said, "Wow, this is different. This ain't what I thought." I got up just going to teach like I always did. I got by that few services. And lo and behold, whoo, I got the whole load. And I said, "Thank you, God. I see now what it is. I see what it is." You may be here today and struggling. God may be calling you to preach. I don't think we hear it out of our pulpits enough to encourage our young men and folks. I was 42 year old when he called me to preach. You don't get too old. God may be dealing with you today. God may be calling you to go to Bible college, to be a missionary. God may be dealing with you in some area. I'm going to tell you something. If God calls you into it, he'll provide everything that you need. And don't do like me. I said, "I'm not qualified." Then I went to a revival service and the preachers up in the pulpit had no idea what I was dealing with. And he said, "God don't call the qualified, he qualifies the called." Glory, hallelujah. Amen. In this time of invitation, I want you to think, and do I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I've committed everything to the Lord? And is God dealing with me for something specific? I jotted down here in this page, this is the third Thanksgiving without my mama. And it's the 26th one without my daddy. But I'm so thankful for them. I'm thankful for the years that I had with them. And I'll tell you the good thing about it. See, I'm looking forward to seeing them again. I'm looking forward to getting to be back with them. Praise the Lord. Do you have that blessed hope this morning? Do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that your sins are under the blood of Calvary? Let's pray. Father, we come to you again today, and we're so thankful.